Let's pray. Lord, bless our ears to hear you, our eyes to see you, and our hearts to be open to more of you, and our hands and feet to follow you in all of our lives. Amen. Please do be seated. Now, those of you who were here last Sunday would have heard a little known fact about me. First shared, at Our Lady's Away Day, I am a champion giant onion grower. Impressed. Now, before you seek any advice on gardening, I think I should add a little context. I did not win the Chelsea Flower Show. I won the inaugural Bedford Giant Onion Growing Contest. That still sounds very impressive. Are you referring to Bedford, the town, you may ask? Well, not exactly. I'm referring to the Bedford, a pub on the seafront in Sidmouth, Devon, where my mum and dad were regulars. So yes, I won a pub giant onion growing contest. However, I can let you into a secret, as every champion grower knows. It's all about the soil. Without good soil, worked with compost, onions cannot flourish. And the same is true of any plant or seed. In the parable of the sower we heard this morning, the same seed is scattered, but the soil determines what results. However, the parable is not really about soil. It's about us and how we respond when we hear the word of God, the Bible. This is the true seed scattered amongst us. Now, it's wonderful living in a rural parish, but there is one disadvantage on a Sunday such as this. I'm going to preach about soil, and there are many of you far, far better qualified to do that than me, but here goes. You see, I think soil and human beings have something in common. Their environment shapes both. If soil is walked on, repeatedly, it becomes packed hard and is no longer fit for the planting of seeds. The same is true of people. When they are downtrodden, their hearts become hard. Their ears are closed to the good news of God. Rocky soil, says Jesus, describes those who lack the staying power to deal with difficult situations. Now, to me, the soil filled with thorns speaks into our overcrowded lives. There's no room in an already overplanted plot for anything more. So what about good soil? It would be nice if it were as simple as buying a bag of good soil at the garden centre. However, many farmers will tell you that good soil takes years to cultivate. Soil needs to be fed and nurtured. It must be worked and reworked so that it becomes supple, but not worked so hard that its structure is broken down. And it must be replenished as seeds grow and draw on its nutrients. While we set about cultivating good soil, we are not without hope. It is true that seeds landing on hard or rocky ground stand less of a chance of gaining root and thriving. But it does sometimes happen. There are remarkable pictures of trees growing out of rocks and flowers that push up through pavements. Hope was the theme of Our Lady's Away Day. And it is through hope that we can transform hard and rocky soil and refocus our overwhelmed lives to make room for God. As we ponder the parable of the sower, it invites us to reflect on a number of questions, any of which could be a sermon in their own right. How do we assess what kind of shape our soil is in. What should we do if we find our soil to be hard-packed, rocky, or overcrowded? Or might we, how might we nurture good soil in those around us? Yet perhaps on a Sunday where we're baptizing Amelie, we should only ask ourselves one question. What do we need to do for the seed to be able to take root in Amelie's heart? Today marks the start of a very special relationship with God for her, and we pray that it will go on to develop through Amelie's whole life. We celebrate together, but we must remember that good soil takes years to cultivate. It must be fed, nurtured, worked, reworked, and replenished. Amelie will need support along the way from some special people. Today, Amelie's parents and her godparents are agreeing to be those special people. They will feed and nurture her and stand by her in the good times and the bad, so that her soil does not become hard or rocky. They will remind Amelie of the good news of Jesus, so there's room in her heart for God. And we, as a church and community, will join with you to support Amelie in developing good soil in her heart for the work of God to grow. Yet perhaps the most amazing point of all about baptism is that the sower himself promises to be with you, Amelie. In the Bible, God is the one who sows. This is what baptism is really all about. Yes, we're celebrating together and giving thanks for Amelie's safe arrival into the world. But we're also saying yes to our desire for Amelie to have a heart filled with good soil, so that her love for God grows and her life is filled with the knowledge of her loving Heavenly Father. So as I finish, let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the seeds of your word scattered among us this morning fall on good soil. May they take root in our hearts and lives and produce an abundant harvest of good works and deeds. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the sower of your word in our hearts. Amen.